dancers.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Carson.
Carson. I drove by Currency last night. Man, that... Okay, what am I talking about? What's that place?
Oh, you
there?
Drove out by the Sand Hills Global Event Center on 84th and Havelock.
Thanks for filling in the blanks.
Well, I'm just trying to help out.
I know you do a very good job at filling out the blanks in my very confused world. There were people out there last night, like at 9 o'clock, working. I don't know what was going on. Lights were on.
We always have stuff out there.
Lights were on.
I'm not sure when that. I need to talk to Bombeck, but they have that the high school rodeo at some point here soon. Maybe which would be a massive event.
It might be soon. Might have been preparation
could
going
be.
On.
But they always have. I mean, that place is busy every weekend.
At any rate, the show's flying along.
Thanks again to Marty Sipple, your brother, for joining us last segment for the Marty Party, discussing all things Brendan Sorsby and the situation at hand there. He says, if you just missed it, he says he does not expect, when all is said and done, Sorsby to play for Texas Tech or anywhere in college football.
Right. So, yeah, that was the big takeaway there, that the legalities will continue. The NCAA has filed an appeal. Now, it's just a question of how quickly that the wheels of justice churn. How about that?
I like that. That was journalism right there.
was that what that was?
That's why you're the writer of the year and I am not.
Well, it was very illuminating by Marty.
Yeah, it was.
In a lot of ways.
If you missed that, please check it out on the podcast page or re-watch the video on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.
Big thank you to Marty in Tallahassee. Yes. Tallahassee, yes. Florida.
Now, we mocked this last week, Sip, but Virginia NC State was, of course, yes, canceled from going to Brazil and then is now going to be at Virginia. Now that we've had a little bit of time to think about that whole situation, why in the hell are those two teams ever going to Brazil?
Why right? Do you ask?
Well, it's like obviously they won't say that, but the reason the game is getting moved is because no one was buying tickets.
Right.
It's hard to get to Brazil. It's expensive to get to Brazil.
Why would you go to watch?
And you have a Virginia that had one great season, good year last year, 11 wins. That was out of nowhere. But not a rabid fan base that travels for Virginia. And also NC State does not like their head coach. They're a mediocre 8-5 team almost every year. They're not bad. They're just not very good. And they don't travel. Like, why would we ever have thought that was the game that should go to Brazil in the first place?
Oh.
Like, I was reading some stuff yesterday from Awful Announcing that was just saying, the only place it seems to work is Ireland. Ireland is the only trip that has been working out. Aer Lingus puts all that effort into it, pays for all the everything out there, do a great job of marketing for it. It works out. But anything else... foreign, just that never really works.
What happened is, this is the official explanation. Organizers informed the schools and the ACC that the event could not be conducted as planned in Brazil. And it was going to be in Rio de Janeiro, by the way.
And honestly, it is because of low ticket sales.
But they say due to operational and international stakeholder concerns.
Word salad for no one's buying tickets. Let me interpret that for you. No one's buying tickets. We've got 7 tickets sold. We have to move it back to Virginia. Why did we schedule these two teams in the first place?
According to Athletics, Matt Baker, the school said the move came after extensive review with operational partners and international
Once again. Word salad. No one's buying tickets.
The teams were set to receive $2 million for participating in the event, according to a game contract.
And they'd still probably lose money on it somehow.
Mm-hmm. The Cavaliers and Wolfpack would also have received a portion of sponsorship money and fan travel packages they sold. No, I understand what you're saying. These are that's not a particularly appealing game. Even stateside, we're not all. Oh yeah, when's that game going to be? Virginia, NC State. And very limited.
Well, that game's
interest.
In Brazil, huh? Call me damn.
And I don't think the people of Rio de Janeiro were probably
a football game player.
Had it circled on their calendar.
No,
right?
I'd like to know if Nebraska fans would travel to Brazil, like Dublin. Mm-hmm. People want to go to Ireland. I think people do want to go to Brazil to a certain
extent.
Yeah, element,
a game in Rio de Janeiro pitting Nebraska versus, come on, just name a team other than Northwestern. Nebraska versus Minnesota. How would that sell? How would Nebraska fans travel to Rio de Janeiro?
Minnesota. play Purdue.
Wouldn't the question be, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Well, they're seeing what the NFL is doing. They're trying to, you know, say, can we do that in college
Who's
football?
They?
The people that, you know, that are trying to get money into college football, higher ups.
The fact that you can't answer that
question. There's no commissioner. The NCAA
right.
is.
Who's they?
I mean, merely a mirage at this point, feels like the NCAA is. So who is making it? Just ADs that want money for the universities or conference commissioners, I should say.
I suppose, yeah. That's
it.
That's a big problem with college sports is the lack of leadership, lack of clear leadership. It's mind-numbing, actually. No, you ask a good question.
But I wonder, if Nebraska fans, if you learn Nebraska was playing a game in Brazil, are you going to that? Nebraska fans showed up to Ireland. I don't know if they're showing up to Brazil.
Are they showing up to London? Kansas and Arizona State are scheduled to play in London in September. Kansas and Arizona State. Would you, as a Nebraska fan, say Kansas versus Arizona State, that's a reasonable facsimile to Nebraska, Minnesota. Nebraska, Minnesota, and London, are you going?
No.
And are you asking why? Why are we doing this? That's what I'm asking.
I am asking.
Why are you going to London?
I think once in a while, like the Dublin game was fun. Like maybe in 20 years you talk about it again, but I'm talking 20 years.
I think you'll see fewer and fewer of those games, actually. Well, I mean, if I'm a Nebraska coach, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, let's not do this. Especially if I'm a Nebraska coach that we need to win right now. I mean, and you're not in a comfortable when it's been so uncomfortable here for so long. I can't even imagine comfort anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's been uncomfortable for a head coach at Nebraska. This is the time, by the way, it's happening. This is the great time of the morning.
I know. Hello.
And it's been so uncomfortable here. I don't even know what it feels like to be comfortable anymore for a coach. Right. Usually first year of a head coach, that's
honeymoon period.
A little bit of a honeymoon, and then by year two,
It's over.
Yeah.
Doug in Idaho, hell no, not going to Rio. I don't care if Nebraska's there ever or not.
That just seems like a big ask.
Hank says, not a chance in hell I'm going to Rio.
That's a big ask, right?
Crowbait, Brazil is more dangerous than people think. No way I'm letting anyone I care about go to Brazil.
Is that right?
Not only is he not going, he's not allowing friends and family to make the trip to Brazil.
I wonder what Rio de Janeiro's like in terms of safety.
Do you care to see?
I mean, my thing would be lack of understanding of why you're doing it. Of course
you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Go. You know Sean's going to saddle up.
He'll be
go.
There. Yeah, you'll be there.
Yeah.
If it will happen, but
it's not happening.
It's not happening. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 0-1 in the week, and you're getting closer and closer to 500.
45-41, if you want to know the record.
You were at 1.11 games over. Now, this whole week, you are by yourself. No lifeline with no bill, no lifeline this week.
I understand.
So today's topic is mascot names. Not like the Nebraska Cornhusker. I'm talking about Herbie Husker.
Oh.
I will give you the name of the mascot. You tell me the school that is associated with.
I can do this.
Okay. If you, again, I give you the mascot. You tell me what school it is associated with. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. Mascot names are topic today.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? Probably not great, I would assume.
I feel okay. I feel all right.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a caller that dropped out. We have a line open for you. We did have a caller that they got scared. 402-464-5685. Someone's calling in now. It's not the easiest topic in the world. I'm not trying to fool anybody today.
I'm pretty locked in, actually. So thank you for this topic. I'm ready to go. I'm glad we're playing the game.
This is some coach speak of the decade right now.
Well, here's the deal. There's times we don't play the game. Jared's on the phone.
All right. Jared, how do you feel about mascot names today in college sports?
Okay-ish.
Okay.
Jared, where are you? You sound like you're in Lincoln.
I'm actually in Hickman.
Okay, Hickman.
Hey, watch out for deer down there. Connor hit one this morning.
Yeah.
Jared, is there a deer problem do you see down there?
Yeah, I see quite a few, actually.
Do you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Any chance you could build a breaker today with someone, Jared?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, mission accomplished. We appreciate
that. Please do.
Jared, first question to you. No lifeline for you or Sip. Here's your first question. What school's mascot name, Jared, is Sebastian the Ibis?
Can you say that one more time?
What school's mascot is Sebastian the Ibis? I-B-I-S, Ibis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Five.
Dartmouth. I have no idea.
Any guess? Four.
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth. I would not put you guys in a spot to guess Ivy League mascots.
You wouldn't. So no Ivy League schools.
Don't guess Harvard or something like that.
Okay.
You don't have to take this.
Jared, no Ivy League schools going forward. I'm passing.
That'd be Miami, Florida. The Hurricane.
Really?
Sebastian.
Really?
It's a big bird. An ibis is a bird.
Okay.
That white bird with the jersey on.
Okay. All right.
0-0 tie. Sip first question. What school's mascot is Sir Henry?
That's Boston College.
Boston College. No. They are the Eagles. Their mascot is an eagle.
It might be. It could be something else.
Not named Sir Henry. Do you want that one or do you want to pass on that one, Jared?
I think I'm going to pass.
That would be Rutgers Scarlet Knight Sir Henry.
That makes sense.
It does. He's a knight.
He's a knight.
He's a knight.
He's a Scarlet Knight. Oh, jeez. Okay.
0-0 tie for the lead. Last question, Jared. What school's mascot is Swoop the Hawk? And there's actually two schools that have this name. One of two. Swoop, S-W-O-O-P. Swoop the Hawk.
Swoop the Hawk.
Got two options in college sports that have this exact same name for their mascot.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, wow is right. This is unbelievable.
Tough one today.
Swoop the
5 seconds, Jared. Five. Four.
Some kind of bird.
Three. Two. One. Need a guess there, Jared.
I can't think of one.
Okay, I'll give you the horns. I'd probably suggest that you pass.
Swoop the Hawk is what? I'm passing.
That'd be Utah or Miami of Ohio.
Wow, that's the Red Hawks. So, yeah, okay.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Not over it. I like your chances of getting this one right.
Okay.
Or if you don't, Jared, of getting it right.
Okay.
For the win.
What the score right now
it's
is?
It's 0-0. Yeah. Sometimes you have a low-scoring game. It happens. What school's mascot is Herky the Hawk?
Oh. Herky? Okay, Connor doesn't know this.
H-E-R-K-Y.
It's not Iowa. It's Iowa.
Brilliant!
Well, why wouldn't it be Iowa?
That's questionable, by the way. Because you looked at me. I said it's not Iowa, then you looked at me. Full disclosure, you looked at me like, what are you doing now? Now, Jared, how do you feel about what just happened?
He didn't see it. He was...
Jared?
He wasn't
why is it that Iowa always breaks my heart?
Yeah. It's a good question, Jared. I feel that pain.
Is your heart broken?
It is.
Well, here's the good news, Jared. You still get a bagel and a coffee no matter what. So stop on by. We'll get you hooked up with that. But thanks for calling in, and call in down the road.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Jared. Tiebreaker. You're 1-1.
So we're going to gloss over the fact that you just basically handed me that, which...
I didn't give you a look. It wasn't a look. I looked over there.
I can't say for sure that I knew that I was... Herky the Hawk? That's unfortunate for Iowa. I would remove that nickname. I would. I'd just call it the Hawk.
Now, here's the tiebreaker. How many UGA dogs have there been at Georgia?
Okay. In the history of its programs?
That's right.
Okay. I mean, this is...
Potential for embarrassment one way or the other.
It's high. I mean, the program's probably 100 years old, right? Right? About 100? I mean...
I don't know.
I'm going to say then... If I'm going with like 100 in that area, so there's been probably 25 dogs.
A little high.
7?
11, okay. Okay.
That's a little high.
I think dogs have got 4 years left.
Well, there's other circumstances that would lead to maybe a change. You know, a dog just loses interest, go to another dog.
I mean, that dog is pretty lazy. They're just sitting in the kennel.
They might not react well to the crowd. We got to remove him.
I think that they select the pretty... It's a pretty tough process there to be UGA.
Yeah, sometimes maybe like the owner of the dog says, this isn't working for me. I got a change of jobs. I work Saturdays now. Can't have my dog.
UGA is royalty. The owner doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. That dog is like the king of the prince of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Treated like you wouldn't believe. You think you treat Bullet well? They're treated like 18 times better than Bullet.
Oh, let's not go there.
It's not a shot to you.
That got very personal.
Not a shot. It's just fact regarding UGA's treatment.
Yeah, easy there, champ. Okay, we've lost again. No, I won.
No, you won.
Yeah, we won.
46. It was ugly, but you won.
46-41. It doesn't feel good because you kind of gave it to me. If we're really being honest.
Well, now you're not going to go winless this week.
I mean, I don't know. Is there any outrage on the?
I need to look at the text line. I'll address that after the break.
Right.
Hour 3 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.